To, da ti vladajo pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Boot stamping on a human face forever.
Potem, ko smo v Črni luknji pred kratkim predstavljali aktivista in umetnika spoken worda Marka Brubaka, ki sam sebe označuje tudi za besednega terorista, bomo v nocojšnji oddaji predstavili še nekaj ameriških spoken word umetnikov in govornikov, ki jim beseda predstavlja aktivistično orodje za boj proti sistemu, ki ga ne prenašajo. Tako bomo predvajali delčke govorov in nastopov ljudi, ki so ob različnih priložnostih nastopili na anarhističnih odrih knjižnega sejma v San Francisco. Anarhistični knjižni sejem San Francisco je ob znanem londonskem knjižnem sejmu eden največjih in najbolj odmevnih tovrstnih knjižnih sejmov na svetu. Vsako leto, že od leta 1996 dalje, knjižni sejem San Francisco organizira knjigarna Bound Together. Bound Together je kolektiv oziroma anarhistična knjižna izpostava, ki je v San Francisco aktivna že celih 28 let. Anarhistični knjižni sejem, ki ga organizirajo, pa je priložnost za vse anarhistične založnike, distributerje, časopise, avtorje, organizacije, kampanje, govornike, aktiviste, umetnike in seveda vse ostale, ki se ob tem dnevu družijo, zabavajo in izmenjujejo ideje. Na anarhističnem sejmu vsako leto sodeluje tudi množica spoken word umetnikov in zanimivih govornikov. Založba AK Press pa je najbolj zanimive izvlečke govorov in nastopov zbrala in jih izdala na CD-ju. Seveda niso uspeli spustiti delčka govora v posmeh ameriškemu predsedniku Georgeu Bushu.
Remember when Dan Quayle endorsed George W. Bush? Now he didn't merely endorse him, he passed on to him the torch of becoming America's dumb guy icon. You know, so Bush will hear, you know, there was no quid pro quo. He thinks that that's a delicacy in a seafood restaurant. That's his level. I'll give an example of how dumb Bush is. When he heard that there was going to be drug testing of federal employees, he became concerned that the cocaine he used to do in college might still be in his system. And so he wanted to get something that would make him pass the drug test. And they have all these liquids that you drink. And there's a guy in Austin who manufactures powdered urine, which is taken from 16-year-old virgins who have never even had an aspirin. And it gets dehydrated. And then it comes with, and you mail, you send it for it in the mail. And it comes in the mail, this yellow powder, with instructions that you just pour it into a cup, add warm water, and stir. And then you can pour it into a condom or whatever you do and bring it for your next drug test. In fact, if you're real gung-ho, you bring it with your interview. You say, here's my bottle. And they get really impressed because they show that you really want the job. And there's all kinds of things. And they even have, because sometimes they have somebody accompany you when you take your urine test. So they have like a little tube. This is easier for men because they stand up. And they just have the drug-free urine attached so that they pretend that when they're at the urinal that it's coming out of this tube. And if they really look closely, they now have artificial plastic penises that somebody can have there that the drug-free urine will come out of. The problem with that is there was a guy in Austin, a Mexican-American who was dark-skinned, and the people watching him suddenly got suspicious when they saw that his penis was light pink. Not only that, but the urine came out of it and it sprayed like a little sprinkler system. And then he finally literally lost his grip and it fell on the floor. And so he got busted. But George W. Bush sent away for this powdered urine to prepare for his random drug test. And it came in the mail and he took it out of the package, poured the yellow powder into a cup, and then he peed in it. So, I mean, that's dumb.
Krasner, avtor anekdote v Bushu, ki smo jo pravkar poslušali, je satirik posebne vrste. Obenem pa je avtor številnih zanimivih knjig za anarhistično vsebino in dolgoletni urednik revije Realist. Na malo drugačen način se aktualni politiki posmehuje umetnik spoken worda Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Ferlinghetti je, kot pravi v San Francisco, živa legenda svojega časa. Je bitnik, slikar, esejist ter ustanovitelj in založnik City Lights. Poslušajmo, kakšen je njegov pohlepni blues.
This is the greedy blues. The greedy blues. Make the poor poorer, make the rich richer. Richer and richer. Let the poor grumble. Be more humble, mumbo jumbo. No more welfare, no more car fare, no more health care, no more New Deal, no more Commonweal. Keep the poor poorer. Keep the rich richer. Corporate profits make deep pockets trickle down richer, trickle down poorer, for richer for poorer, richer and richer, catcher and pitcher, the rising tide lifts all boats, if you got a boat. Mumbo jumbo, you're the goat, don't stir the gumbo, give him the whammy, beat up mammy, beat up granny, beat up labor, love thy neighbor, love Uncle Sammy, love cheap labor, fuck thy neighbor, make him labor, cheap, cheap labor. Vietnam babies, they got scabies, mumble, grumble, stumble, bum, dumbo, trickle down, mumbo, richer and richer for richer for poorer, sicker and sicker, slicker and slicker, wanna be wealthy, healthy and wealthy, no new dealy, no free mealy, just get lucky, fucky, ducky, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, jeepers, creepers. Make a fast dealy, wheelie and dealy, play for really. Get a bang for your buck, get a buck for your fuck. Don't rock the boat, turn your coat. Cut your losses, love your bosses, no new dealies, wheelie dealies. Heebie-jeebies, pull my daisies, dot my org. Catcher and pitcher, who stole first base, who stole home? Where do I wander? Where do I roam? Don't write poems, build big homes. Make me monies, wash me monies, wash my monies. Be my honey, be my trollop. Moloch, 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 make big dealies. Save your country for the gentry. Pull a quickie, tricky dicky, slicky willy, wheely dealy, let's get gory. Not to worry, drop Tim Leary, wavy gravy, I'm so leery, weary, bleary, trickle-down theory makes you cheery. Just you trust me, you'll get lucky, fortune cookie, quickie picky, lotto lottery. Keep your cool, April Fool, greed will win, drink your gin, Gunga Din, hide your sin, save your skin. Don't give in, don't write poems far from home, and please go away. Go far, far away, and have a nice day, far, far away. Have a nice day, far, far away. Have a nice day, far, far away. Don't bother me.
Pohleb bo torej zmagal, je prepričan Ferlinghetti, obenem pa državi še vedno želi smrt, ko govori o tem, kako bi oblastniki vedno znova in na novo pisali zgodovino.
Yeah. Death to the state. History is made by the lies of the victors. But you would never dream it from the covers of the textbooks. Nor from the way the victors are portrayed as super benevolent altruists and lovers of the poor and downtrodden who never had a chance to rise up and write their own dubious stories in the mystery we call history. And the filthy rich get filthier or richer or whatever because money really doesn't trickle down but rises like anything hot. And they keep getting more medals for bad behavior, and for agreeing that, yes, justice has been done, and the stock market is open to everyone, long live usurer, and the jury system is the best ever for preserving the status quo, and in fact, why not have historians who leave blanks in their writings to be filled in variously depending on who's in power, and the computer makes changes easy. And anyway, history isn't really history until it's rewritten, or at least until it repeats itself, and a lot of genocides and massacres maybe never really happened, so that the record should be corrected, like the Holocaust, or the rape of Cuba, Nicaragua, or Cambodia, or Timor, or you name it, even though even God can't change a historical fact, something that's actually happened, like a rape or a kiss. But all those natives in all those third and fourth world ghettos really always wanted to be conquered by Cortez, the prophesied fair-haired god, or by Columbus, the great white hope of Spain and or Italy. And stolen continents weren't really stolen, but were glorious Christian conquests that saved those heathens from themselves. Onward, Christian soldiers. And on into the sunset go the histories about how God was always on our side anyway, and who is more fit to write the story than the victors themselves, who are the fittest, having survived and arrived at the summit of humanity's blind history, where the prizes are awarded to the fittest. And anyway, everyone except Plato knows that truth, beauty, goodness are all relative, especially truth, as she is extolled in the history books. Amen. Oh, brother, can you spare a dime?
Zgodovino o sestavne laži zmagovalcev, vendar tega v učbenikih nikoli ne odkrijemo. Zgodovinarji v svojih zapiskih celo puščajo prazne prostore, ki jih je kasneje mogoče zapolniti glede na to, kdo je na oblasti. Računalniki pa danes takšne posege samo še olajšajo. Številni genocidi in pokoli se, kot pravi Ferlinghetti, po takšni zgodovini potem takem nikoli niso zgodili. Barry Pettman je kurator v knjižnici Kay Sharpley, ki po vsej verjetnosti predstavlja tudi največjo zbirko anarhističnega materiala na svetu. Na anarhističnem knjižnem sejmu pa je, kot pravi, svojo pozornost namenil anarhističnim napetostim.
And I just want to talk about some tensions. I think that us as anarchists or people sympathetic to anarchism need to try and consider. Because I suddenly realized last night when I was laying in bed and just looking at the ceiling that I'm tending to become a book fair groupie. There's a book fair in London. I go to a book fair in London. It's an anarchist book fair. I sell anarchist books. I come to San Francisco. And I'm really talking, I guess, about how we as each other, as a group, as an organization, as people who share a similar, what Galliani called the ideal, the dream, how are we going to make that real? And so there are some tensions I think we have to face. The first tension is ourselves and our history. There is a history of anarchism. But within that history of anarchism, there are things and people who have been forgotten. Now, with the Kate Sharpley Library, we have two reasons to exist. One is, yes, flowers for the fallen. We printed a pamphlet called Anarchists Against Franco, where there were 20 anarchists who'd been killed between 1942 and 1960 in guerrilla warfare against Franco. And Frank Torres, who wrote it in Spanish, says, and I couldn't agree more, it doesn't matter whether you think libertarian communism, anarchism will happen. It doesn't matter whether you think it's silly. It doesn't even matter if you think you're cleverer than those anarchists who went out there. What matters is how dare we forget them? How dare you and I sitting in this room not know about them? How dare we forget their bravery and their courage when they went over the mountains against stupidly impossible odds for that dream? So any anarchist, any person sympathetic to us, has to be aware of our history. Not the history of ideas, that's something I'll talk about in a second, but simply the people who have suffered physically and emotionally for our belief. You'll know some of them, eh? But we'll also not know a lot of them. And one of the things we must do is to revise history, to give them that dignity of that memory. And the second thing, of course, is that if we're canny, we learn from history. We have to learn. Look, I've been an anarchist for 30 years. So you're not going to learn much from me because we haven't got that far. But I do know what we've done wrong. I do think I've got an idea that what we've done has gone wrong. But we have to learn from our history. We can't just pretend that we exist now and that really those people were a bit strange or not like us because they spoke a different language. If we're not guided by our history, we have no foundation, nothing, except living on our wits. So that, I think, is the first tension, how we discover and make our history come alive for all of us.
Harry Britt je legendarni lik lokalne politike San Francisca, ki je dolgo časa o anarhizmu predaval na novem koledžu v San Francisco. Na anarhističnem knjižnem sejmu pa je spregovoril o anarhistični revoluciji.
Noam Chomsky said that the purpose of politics is to expose the lies, to cut away the pretensions of the past, to expose the domination and the hierarchy that is making us all neurotic messes. People ask me if I'm an anarchist. I don't know. Maybe on my good days, I am. It's hard when you're my age to not have a few days in which you do sneak around and do non-anarchist things. But the anarchist revolution that I'm learning about, not a revolution of overthrowing one set of powerful people and becoming powerful ourselves, because that's a narcissistic illusion, I think, but a way of being in the world in which we are willing to stop the music, willing to say no, willing to move to a level in which human beings can solve problems cooperatively and can resist violence domination and hierarchy. That's pretty exciting stuff. That's a zone that I aspire to live in. May the force be with you. Thank you.
Harry Britt torej v šali pravi, da je anarhist le ob svojih boljših dneh. Anarhistična revolucija zanj vsekakor ni revolucija, ki bi z oblasti vrgla eno elito in jo nadomestila z drugo. Anarhistična revolucija je namreč način bivanja v svetu, ko smo pripravljeni reči ne in napredovati na nivo, kjer človeška bitja probleme rešuje v sodelovanju, ter se uprejo dominaciji in hierarhiji. To pa je tudi območje, v katerem želi živeti. In to je bila še ena črna luknja, ki sva jo pripravila Gita in Goran. David še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišimo naslednji teden.
What's a revolution to you?
To kill their bosses and take their money.
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narodne ustanake?